Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live, the Edge of Reality, here on the NDB Media Channel on Blog and Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all. And, of course, Thursday, it's just one step closer to Friday, so it's practically the weekend. Happy weekend to you all as well. Big show for you tonight. Lots of fun news. It's that time of year where we get show renewals and we get hints at new shows. We have upfronts coming up next week where the major networks kind of let us know what their plan is for the upcoming season starting in the fall. And so we got a lot to talk about there. We got to talk about Survivor. We got to talk about Challenge. We got to talk about, I will always talk about RuPaul's Drag Race. I will always discuss that. So much to get into. But before we do anything else, I got to say hello and good evening to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Hey, Allie, always good. Just want to do a shout out to Reality Rally, which happened last weekend, and it looks like they had a fantastic event this season. So hopefully all went well with them. Congrats to them all.
Yes, that's a good call. We missed last week, didn't we? Yeah, because of
yes,
me.
We did.
Because of me, my job, took me away from giving you high quality reality show content. It bums me out.
Podcasting.
I saw lots of tweets. I saw lots of fun stuff on social media about Reality Rally, and it seems like everybody had a really cool time. And we always love talking to Jillian Lawson, the founder, the creator of Reality Rally. So we'll get her back in here soon to kind of debrief us on how everything went this year. But it looked like there was a lot of fun. You know, it's not a lot of fun. Well, or it could be a lot of fun depending upon who you are. New shows that are happening, or shows that are being renewed for new seasons, shall I say. And, one of the shows, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by it, but I was a little bit surprised by it. ABC announced that American Idol is coming back for season two. That has been renewed. And not only has it been renewed, but it's been renewed and all of the judges, as well as Ryan Seacrest, are coming back for season two as well. So you will get your Luke Bryan and your Lionel Richie and your Katy Perry again for a second go round, which I was more surprised. I wasn't as surprised that it was renewed, Priscilla, because, you know, yes, it was not getting American Idol numbers from Fox. And it dropped significantly during the first couple weeks of the show. But for the last few weeks, it is kind of stabilized. And it has done okay numbers for ABC. I have to compare it to when Bachelor and Bachelorette come back to see I'm assuming that American Idol gets more viewers than the Bachelor franchise. But I'm not 100% sure on that. So I'm going to have to, when Becca season starts up again, I'll have to do some comparing. But, I was more surprised that all of the judges were returning. I thought that we would have perhaps a change next season. Maybe they wouldn't get rid of Katy Perry, but I thought we would see maybe a change up in Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie. That's what I thought. But no, we're getting everybody back again. It also makes sense
to give it a
second season. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not really surprised that they come back. I mean, what else is Lionel Richard doing? Come on, let's be for real. And for Luke Bryan, it kind of makes his family life a little more stable, you know? So other than the first part of the traveling, they're pretty much stationary, and they only got to be there show nights, right? So it's kind of like a no-brainer, I guess.
Yeah, but it doesn't – at the end of the day, the way that they have kind of formulated this show, you know, it doesn't really stabilize their life that much. I mean, it's live, I think, a grand total of like 5 times, and it's one night a week. So really it just guarantees that they're in Los Angeles one night a week for 5 weeks. Is all it really guarantees. They really sped up the live portion of American Idol. So they started out with, I think, 14. They went from 14 to 10, 10 to 7, 7 to 5, and the finale is going to be with 5 people. And it's a 2-night finale, and I think they're going from 5 to 3, and then the final night is going to be 3 finalists, which – you know, they've never done before on American Idol. It's usually between 2 people. So they've really sped up that live part of it, you know, and that's part of doing a truncated season. I mean, that's what ABC really did. ABC kind of just threw together a season in between the Bachelor and the Bachelorette. And it makes sense. Have something. Normally it's Dancing with the Stars, and Dancing with the Stars is happening, and we can talk about that in a second, because I haven't even talked to you if you're watching it or not. But Dancing with the Stars is doing only a 4-week kind of quick season that's all athletes. So this is a nice kind of bridge between the 2 seasons of Bachelor. It works, and you know, ABC is going to keep it around to see what else they can do with it. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, X Factor was on for, I think, 3 seasons, and that really struggled too. And they had some judging changes throughout. Paul Abdul started with that, and then they ultimately left, and then like Demi Lovato took over, and Khloe Kardashian was like the host of the first season of X Factor, if you remember that.
Co-host.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Co-host. Well, who was it? It was Mario Lopez, right?
Mario. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, they're giving it another year to kind of roll with it. I'm happy. It would have been really sad if they canceled it after 1 season. It would have been such, like, a tragic way for, like, American Idol to come back. But so we'll see. So American Idol renewed. But something that I'm personally bummed out about, and I know you've watched this show, I don't think as much as I have, but what show have you watched? Oh, well, Dancing with the Stars, I've already answered that question. What show have you watched more than I have? But sci-fi.
What?
Canceling.
What a
canceling. It's sci-fi's canceling Face Off. I'm bummed out about this.
What is it? Face Off?
Face Off, yeah. I'm bummed out about this.
Oh, I didn't hear you say
that.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought you were just shocked. No, so, yes, sci-fi is canceling Face Off after it's they're doing an all-star season. I believe it's 13 seasons, and Face Off was, and I'm very surprised by this, very surprised, because Face Off was a real staple for sci-fi. I mean, and I could be completely wrong. That's the only show I've ever watched on sci-fi, except for that weird video game show and that Haunted Mansion show, which I also watched. the reality versions of. They're both reality shows. Both of them lasted one season, and we had interviews for both of those shows, and I can't remember what either one. One was called The Chase or something. I don't know. Anyway, am I crazy? Do you remember these shows?
I think one I remember, but I don't remember the names. But I don't remember if they were on Sci-Fi either.
They were both on Sci-Fi. I remember this vividly. But, you know, so Face Off was a real, and, you know, I was a little bit worried about Face Off because Sci-Fi kind of went through a period of time where they were doing, like, almost back-to-back seasons of it. It felt like they would do a season, maybe they would have a month off, and then they would do another season. And I think their last four or five seasons kind of ran in that world. So I was worried that they were going to, like, essentially Biggest Loser it or Hell's Kitchen it, where they just did too many seasons at once. And, you know, I think that could be part of the reason why it's leaving. But after its all-star season, it will end. I think it's happening during the summer. I'm bummed out by this. I think in terms of, I mean, I put it up there right with Project Runway. I mean, makeup artists, special effects, it was their time to kind of shine. They did really cool, interesting makeups that were just amazing to kind of watch. And they did a really good job of each challenge was very different, very unusual, and like very, you know, because you think, okay, they're going to do makeups. Well, how many times can you see a zombie? How many times can you see a werewolf? And no, they didn't do anything like that. It was just everything. They explored everything with their makeup. So I'm really bummed that this is leaving, Priscilla. I'm bummed out by this.
I haven't watched the last several seasons, but it is a really good show. I mean, they do a lot of creative stuff if you're really into that. I mean, even just like with the plaster repairs and making molds and stuff like that, it's just crazy how they do all that.
Yeah, so I'm bummed out. I will definitely watch the last season. And I'm hoping, again, it's one of those, like with a lot of reality shows, it could come back at some point. You know, it's one of those shows that after a couple years, they could kind of explore it and see if they want to do it again. So that's that. Some good news again. I think this is ABC again. World of Dance, not only is it premiering at the end of the month, and we liked World of Dance. This is the Jennifer Lopez show. Jenna Dewan is the host. Neo and Dancing with the Stars boy.
Derek Huff.
Joanne's brother. Derek Huff, thank you. We're judges. And we liked this show a lot, and it's coming back at the end of May. And it's already, it hasn't even premiered, and it's already getting the third season pickup. So we know that it's going to be on for at least two more seasons. So that's cool for World of Dance. I'm about that. I liked that show. I liked it more than I thought I was going to. I didn't love at the end, the three categories. The junior category had to go up against the teen category, and you know, because it was they're so different. How do you compare them? So I didn't love that. Maybe they'll tweak that part of it, but we'll see. But I'm happy about that. Now, let's just talk about the other big news that happened this week. Priscilla, I have thought about this so much in the past, like, 5 days. Too much for a human being to think about, to be honest. But we got word.
What is
that? Amazing Race Season 31, it's coming back. As you know, we're very excited about this. We've loved the last couple seasons of Amazing Race. And what we found out is that this year's teams are going to be Big Brother versus Amazing Race, and speculation, and I think this is true, versus, because I don't know why it wouldn't be true. It would be Big Brother versus Amazing Race versus Survivor. So teams from the previous CBS reality shows will be competing in next season's Amazing Race. We have talked about this forever, right? And this, you know, there was a time in my life where I would have been so excited by this news. I would have been so thrilled, so overjoyed. I would have quit my job so I could watch Amazing Race all the time. I mean, that's how excited I would have been.
I hear a butt coming on.
I'm nervous because one thing is for sure, the people that, and I don't know if I'm just different from the rest of America or CBS producers, or if I'm just different from CBS producers, but the last few years, who I consider to be people that I would love to see back are not the people that CBS would love to see back. And the people that I'm not really a big fan of are the people that are most likely coming back. So, like, when we think about who's going to be on this season of Amazing Race, my first thought was Paul. My first thought was Paul. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to watch Paul in another thing. I'm going to have to watch Paul in another thing. Why does he have to ruin a second reality show for me?
I'm trying to think who they'd pair him with.
I know. Well, and I know, and I thought about that, and I was like, it would be cool if they almost did like a combination of like the Perfect Stranger and like mix up all of the, so like Paul's with like a Survivor, you know, Paul's with like Aubrey, I don't know, you know, some crazy shit like that. But I know he's going to be there. I just feel it in my bones, and I cannot.
So we can listen to him lose and then whine about why he lost again.
I don't know what it is, and I feel like Twitter supports me on this. I don't feel like I'm saying anything too crazy, but, you know, I don't understand why these are the people that they feel that I want to see again. Like, I'm very nervous about this, and there was once a time where I'd be very excited. I feel like, and TMZ has reported, that we're getting Caleb. Okay, Caleb, if this is true, or Beast Mode Cowboy, as you would know, if this is true, Caleb would be the first person to do all three shows. Caleb.
You keep stressing that like you're shocked that
we
Caleb
live in a world
would be the one to be all three. Hayden could possibly be one to do all three. And Hayden is a favorite of Robin Cast, who is a casting director. But I don't think she casts.
Yeah, but she's not right. She's not the casting director of Amazing Race, though. I don't know. I don't think Hayden gives them what they necessarily want. I think Hayden worked in Survivor because he was there during the Loved Ones, the Blood versus Water season. And his girlfriend was a Survivor veteran, so it made sense. I think we see Caleb way before we see Hayden. But Caleb, this guy who was like, and although he gave me one of my favorite feed highlights of all time during Big Brother 16, when he told, I think it was Nicole and Hayden, that he wanted to create a reality show where he took ugly girls to the prom. And how it was supposed to be like this inspirational show about how like ugly girls can get prom dates with Caleb. And it was just one of my favorite moments on feeds. So that happened. But he also almost died because he was playing for Salt and Pepper on Survivor. So he played Survivor twice, for God's sakes. Ay, 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 ay. I'm very worried.
You know Jess and Cody are definitely got to be on there.
I'm sure Jess and Cody are going to be back, sure. And I'm trying to think of recent seasons. Who would I be, like, excited to come back? Like, who would I be like, all right, that's a cool, I'd be down for that.
Big Brother ones, I think that they would try, like, would be ones that wouldn't come back, you know, because, like, they're married with kids, which would be Rachel and Brendan and Jeff and Jordan. And I don't see either one of those couples doing it again.
Well, see, in the same TMZ article that I read, and TMZ, by the way, fairly reliable. So they said that Rachel is back as well. So I can see Rachel.
Well,
Brendan
has graduated from his PhD. So what would they do with their daughter? Possibly, I guess, if they would have somebody to watch the daughter. I just can't see her being away from her daughter that long.
Oh, but, you know,
she does like the limelight, and she's not been in it for a while.
They wouldn't be the first parents to be on that show, you know, so it's not like it's unprecedented. I'm trying to think who I would really like to see. Also in that article, though, they said that a lot of their first calls, the people that they first wanted, they couldn't come on. So that made me nervous. I was like, oh, you know, I'm sure they called like Dan, you know, but it would be great if they called like Janelle.
I could see your lovely duo that you like from Stranger season,
Haley and Blair. I could see Haley and Blair. I could also see Team Fun back. I would be happy with Team Fun. That would be great.
For them to dip into the vault a little bit and go a little further back on a couple of them.
See, that is exactly what I'm hoping happens, but we have not seen that. You know, when Big Brother has had returning people, they have been from very recent seasons. So I'm like, I see a world where, but like, I'm thinking on this, on the like Big Brother side, you know, maybe we would get like Vanessa and Tiffany, you know, their sisters, or Cody and Polly, because they're brothers. And I was wondering this, Polly is currently on X on the Beach, which is an MTV show. Yeah. MTV and CBS are owned by the same parent company, which is why they can do that. So, I mean, I could see Cody or Natalie come in, like, doing a show like this. But I could see, like, it would be cool. I would be down for Vanessa and Tiffany. I would be fine with that. I would be fine with that pairing.
I would like to see the Natalie from Jeff and Jordan's first season. The
really?
One that was dressed up in a cape. I would just because I, not that I liked her, don't get me wrong. I think that it would be a ratings draw only to the fact that she is so hated.
I don't think Natalie from Big Brother 11 would be the ratings draw. She was runner up though.
She was so controversial though. Then she just dropped out of it. Like nobody's heard anything from her since the show. That's the only reason that I say that. I think people would be curious.
I don't think Natalie is would be a draw enough. That's a weird pull.
I know it's a weird one, but I just thought about it the other day. I'm like, she would be an oddball one to have on just because of her anonymity since the show.
I would love anime. I mean, give me Maggie from Big Brother 6 then. That would be like the weirdest one of all if like Maggie just showed up out of nowhere. That would be fine. I don't know. I'm worried about it because the last two seasons of Amazing Race have been really good. And I've been really happy with the format. And there was a time in young Allie's life that would love the idea of Big Brother players playing in Amazing Race. But I'm like, oh my God, when I get like Caleb and Frankie as like a pair, I'm going to like, you know, cry myself to sleep that night. It's like my biggest fear.
Going to have to go find a barf bag.
When Paul and Josh are, you know, paired up together, you know. Christmas is pregnant, so she can't be on it. But, I'm very
please,
worried.
Please, no Josh. I don't need any pot banging or anything silly like that. And I think he thinks he's God's gift ever since he won the show.
Oh, I think it's a good possibility that Josh will be on. I think it's a good possibility that Josh and Paul would pair up because, you know, they were Nicole and not Nicole. What the hell's her name? Jessica and Cole's not Jessica and Cole. Who the hell am I talking about? Jessica and
I have
and
no idea where you're going.
Jessica and what?
Cody.
Thank you. Oh my God. Yeah, they were Jessica and Cody's like nemesis last season. So I could see those two teams racing against each other. I mean, a Paul and Raven, wouldn't that?
Raven and what's his face are still together.
Raven and Matt. Oh boy.
Yep. They're still together from what I've seen.
Well. Yeah. On the Survivor side, and again, Amazing Race, they had Amazing Race, the twins, the 20s, Natalie and Nadia. I'd be all about them. I love them. They were on Amazing Race twice. The girls were on Nadia and Natalie were on Survivor. Nadia on again the Blood versus Water season. Nadia went out first and Natalie won, which was amazing. That would be fun. I'm trying to think. I mean, Survivor, I'd be, you know, there's a lot of people that I'd be completely fine with them being on. Oh God, I just know the Big Brother. It's Big Brother. It's not. I'm so worried about it. I'm so when Josh and Paul are a team, I think I'm gonna have to not watch Amazing Race for the season. All right, I'm calling it right now. If Josh and Paul are a team on this Amazing Race Big Brother season, I will not watch Amazing Race. I'm calling it now.
Well, if I have to watch to keep up on it, will you please buy me a barf bag?
You can, yes, you can watch and let me know how it goes, but not me. It's where
I can
I draw
fast forward it past their part.
Yeah, that's true. You can do that. So, but we'll see what happens. I'm sure we're going to know soon. We'll get spoiler. I'm sure they're going to film within the next couple months. So that's happening.
And they've been Amazing Race has been so much better at like real time, not being so secretive about even the start line, you know, and date and because I think they realize that their fans are that strong and it's the only way to pull them in. You know, like Big Brother has the live feeds and that and all the live chat rooms and stuff like that. Same thing with Variety, you know, Survivor. They have their those places where you can go. And I think Amazing Race is trying to, especially since the social media season, I think they've been trying to find ways to boost their ratings through social media. And so they're not, because remember how they used to be so damn secretive about everything? Like, everybody had to sign stuff that they wouldn't talk about it and stuff. And now they're like at least inviting fans out to the start line and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think that they're progressively getting better at that. So there will definitely be leaks on it then, I'm sure.
Well, I think what they figured out in general is that, you know, spoilers are something that people will still watch the show even if they know what's going to happen. And, you know, it's not that I want to encourage spoilers, and I still think that, you know, there's a large segment of we just talked about this before we went on the air. I know who won Big Brother Canada because the finale was tonight. You're an episode behind. And so I was like, I'm not going to tell you who won Big Brother Canada, even though I know, you know, there's people, there's a segment of the population that don't want to know. And I don't, and I think that it's very easy not to know. It's very hard to get spoiled if you're not looking for it. But for the people that are interested, if they're reading spoilers,
well, there's two different,
they're still going to watch the show.
There's two different things about, there's two things, I mean, knowing who won the end of the Amazing Race and knowing who is running the Amazing Race are two different animals in my book. Knowing who's going to run it's going to make me exciting. Knowing who run the race, whoever won it, kind of takes the wind out of the sails while watching it through the season, in my opinion. But that's why we don't progressively go looking for who won each other in the Bachelor and Bachelorette, you know?
Right, right. But we, and Bachelor and Bachelorette is a very different animal for us. But I like guessing who is going to win, quote unquote, win at the end and who's going to be the next Bachelor or Bachelorette. So I specifically don't look at spoilers for that reason. But if I was like, I don't care to guess. I don't care. You know, I would read the spoilers and then I would still watch the show. If I liked the lead, if I liked the lead. So we'll, I know that's starting up very soon too, in the next couple weeks. Becca, the new Bachelorette, that season's happening. So,
I'm done. I have not missed not watching last season at all, and I'm good with not watching anymore. And I used to be more of a Bachelor fan than you.
Oh yeah, you're the one who kind of got me into it. I, you know, Ari was horrible, and that sucked. And we'll see. I mean, I thought Becca was way, 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 way too good for Ari as the season was happening. That being said, I don't know if I necessarily need to see her find love. I will always watch the first episode because it's my favorite one of the season. And then I'll just kind of go from there. Last season, I was very hit or miss with it. I watched some episodes. I didn't watch some episodes. The Bachelorette tends to be more boring for me just because I think the 25 women are usually way more interesting, way more fun. The drama is way more interesting for me than 25 guys in a house where it gets more like evil cartoon villainy for my liking. So we'll see what happens. But it's coming up soon. And, you know, and part of me wants to kind of see who's on there so that when I watch Bachelor in Paradise, I'll know who's who, which is really all I want in life is the who's who on Bachelor in Paradise. You know, that's all I want.
That's really sad that we're watching the Bachelor or Bachelorette for who's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. Or what was the other one that they didn't have? Winter Games.
Yeah, I see. Bachelor Winter Games, I stepped out of because it was just too much going on with Celebrity Big Brother. I had to make a choice, and I chose Celebrity Big Brother, and I don't regret it. I don't regret that choice at all. I stand for
it. No, I don't blame you either.
All right.
It was way more interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. So, Celebrity Big Brother, I never know how I'm going to think about these things because I'm so worried that I have, like, Big Brother fatigue. And I try not to, because, you know, at the end of the day, Big Brother has been, like, that was, like, my gateway drug to, like, all other reality. Well, besides, like, Challenge, like, Real World or Reverse Challenge, that was really my gateway drug. But Big Brother was, like, my first from a major network. And so I try to get amped up for it every season. And I do, like, you know, I start to feel it coming, and I'm like, all right. It's coming. I get super stoked about it, even though, I mean, last year was like the major disappointment of everything. But that's whatever. It can only go up. It can only go up. But anyway, I was so worried about having the fatigue from Celebrity Big Brother and Big Brother Canada. But I have to say, I really liked Celebrity Big Brother a lot, and then I liked Big Brother Canada a lot, so it only makes me more excited for the U.S. version of Big Brother, so I'm happy to report that. I'm happy to report that.
I would have to say that Big Brother Canada, it's my first season of actually watching it all the way through. Of course, I didn't really do any. It was kind of like when I used to watch U.S. BB, whereas you know, I didn't watch feeds and I didn't follow it or anything during the week, just what I got to see off the aired show. And I kind of actually enjoyed it without all the extra drama. I just watched the story they wanted me to see. I was okay with it. I liked the fact of how they all actually gamed. It's kind of like a season that we've been wanting in the U.S. version of it for the last several seasons, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They played hard. They didn't necessarily always, you know, they didn't play dirty and meanful and hurtful. They all genuinely cared for one another, but when it came time to play the game, they played the damn game. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm a big fan of this season's Big Brother, and I'm in the same boat as you. I maybe watched feeds two or three times this season, just because whenever I try to watch it, they were down. They're down a lot. So, you know, I would catch up, but then I would listen to, you know, RHAP, which is another podcast. They did daily Big Brother updates. So I would catch some of those, and I didn't even watch every single episode of the show, but I would catch at least like one a week to keep me updated on what was going on. And I dug it. I thought that they casted well, and it was a really strong mix of super fans who just thought about the game a little bit differently. I'm all about it, and I'm excited for Big Brother 20.
I'm gonna give it, you know, a little bit, but last year I was in the prime opportunity by being off, you know, for all the summer to be able to watch the feeds. I probably didn't even watch the feeds five times. So I'm going to give it a hot little minute. And this is the first time ever I haven't canceled my CBS subscription, and probably ever since it went live, actually. Since they started having the live feeds, I've had it ever since. I never canceled them in between. But I will probably cancel my CBS subscription within a couple of weeks if I'm not impressed.
Wow.
Yeah. After last season where I could have watched it, and I had no desire to watch that, what was going on.
Yeah, it was probably the least amount I've watched the feeds as well. For variety reasons, I mean, I was fairly busy too, but it was just, you're right. There were people that I didn't want to see as much as possible. And you know, it's funny because I've experienced that before, where I've had one or two players in a house where I'm like, oh God, I never want to hear them speak again. And then you can always go to the different camera. that's the great thing about having different cameras. So you're just always looking at the other thing if they're on the other screen. But last season, it wasn't even interesting.
That wasn't even interesting to switch feeds off of those that you didn't want to watch because there wasn't anybody I wanted to watch.
Well, that's the thing. There was too many people that I didn't like that, you know, there was like no need to watch feeds. So it was the least amount I've ever watched feeds, which was a shame. Except for the first week. Oh, the first week I watched feeds that entire week because it was amazing. That was a great first week. Probably one of my favorite first weeks ever in house. And it just went to hell. So hopefully they promised us an all newbie season. I hope that means an all newbie season. And we'll go from there. So
except the one that they want to throw in. It'll be all newbie season except the one they want to throw in.
I don't think they're going to do it. I think that they're going to – I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some wacky twist or some crazy, you know, I mean, America will be involved way too much or whatever, but I don't think
they'll
be a
veteran. I would rather have America be more involved than how they're more involved with – I don't know. I'm actually sick of returnees coming back. I gotta admit, they've overwhelmed it too. I mean, they've drilled it too hard. It's just been too much the last several seasons. They don't even incorporate them into where it's not even fun. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's fun because we know we've seen what happens. You know, it's the same thing kind of plays out every single time, which is we've had the past several times we've seen a veteran player either win or come in second. You know, we saw it with Paul, we saw it with Jason on OTT, we saw Nicole won, you know, Dan came in second, Rachel won. You know, there's a massive advantage from being in that house, you know, and so – it's not necessarily fun if you know the outcome. Would I rather a veteran player or American being super involved? That's actually a really hard one for me because I don't love the America's player aspect as well. I guess it would be America. I guess I would take America being involved.
If they're gonna throw somebody in, they didn't like they did with Paul by himself. They don't need to give him any advantages. He shouldn't have a week free. He shouldn't have, you know, all the advantages that he ended up getting. And I don't care what you say. Some could say it's coincidental. I don't think any of them were coincidental at all. So that's where I'm at with the U.S. version at this point.
Yeah, but if you you know, going
we're
off the subject, but not real. I mean, we're supposed to be talking about reality TV, and we are, so it's okay. But, you know, and Chelsea went home on Survivor, so it's not like we have a ton to talk about with Survivor, let's be real. Chelsea went home. The second that we saw a confessional from her, I was like, oh, Chelsea's going home this week. It was a very cut and dry episode with loved ones thrown in. But we'll talk about more of that in a second. But with Big Brother, I think that, you know, people believe that the producers do things like to intentionally, like, you know, cheating the system, and I don't think that's necessarily true. I just think they know human nature enough that if something happens, I don't think so. I don't think the producers are cheating the system, but I think they know.
They do. They put the nudge in the right direction, and it happens.
Oh, of course. I think they know that they understand the American public enough that they know how they're going to vote. So if you're voting something for the first week, you're obviously going to vote for the player that you already know. So they know that. So when Paul got an advantage in the first week, it's because America voted for him to get that advantage.
This America didn't vote that way.
This America didn't vote for that either. But that's the people that only watch the show, that only watch the CBS show, that didn't watch feeds, which is the majority of the viewing audience. Only a small segment of the population watch feeds, but they saw Paul. They know Paul. They voted for Paul. You know, and they knew that was going to happen. You know, and obviously, we saw this a lot with Big Brother Canada. You know, they might not rig something to go their way, but they can sure as hell edit somebody's story so it could go, you know.
Right.
If you edit someone to be compelling or polite or
likeable,
you know,
likeable.
Right. If you edit them so, you know, they're more likely going to get an advantage than someone who you edit to be a jerk, you know. And so it's why it's so important that if you are, if you're watching the episodes, you should really, really check in on the feeds. Even if you're not watching the feeds all the time, you know, you can check in with Twitter. You can check in with Hamster Watch. There's podcasts about it.
My iPhone app. I use is Pocket Big Brother, and it's great.
Yes,
you can get on there.
Yeah,
and
Pocket Big Brother
update. Yeah, I love it.
Yes,
and that's another reason why I stay. I don't have to watch a feed in there as much as I used to either. If I'm on my break,
absolutely.
I can just catch up.
Oh, absolutely. So there's lots of ways that you can kind of catch up on it, and see a little bit more of what's going on than just what the show allows you to see. So, you know, again, if you are a Big Brother fan, that's big enough that you're listening to this podcast, you should be checking in on feeds as well. You know, if you're that into the reality show content, you should be checking in with feeds as well. But yeah, I dug Big Brother 6 a lot. I think they casted it well. I was so sad when Erica got eliminated, and I was sad when Olivia and Johnny got eliminated in a triple eviction. You know, those things kind of suck, but overall, I think Paris, Derek, and Kayla, I think they're one of the stronger final threes that we have seen since I'll stop at those final three since you don't know who won. I'll stop at the final three, but I think I think it's one of the strongest final threes we've seen in a long time, because any of them could win. We don't have a goat in there. There isn't a Victoria or a Gina Marie or a Nolan twin. You know, there isn't someone like that in that final three. I think all of them are very capable of winning the game, depending upon both who they're up against and how the jury is feeling about things. And, you know, that's very fun to see. Very fun to see.
I agree.
Big Brother 19.
It gets me excited to watch Big Brother again, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's exciting to see that, you know, even though there were twists, and even though, you know, the twists screwed a lot of strong players, but I think what was helpful is that there was a lot of strong players this season. You know, so it was like, we only had two strong players, and then, you know, they get knocked out, and then we're left with what we're left with. Oh, you know, at least we're down to like three. You know, Will unfortunately was not great, but he's gone. You know, he left in the final four. But, you know, of the three that remained, you know, they were strong and compelling characters, and there's reasons for any of the three of them to win. And we haven't gotten that in a while. We, for Big Brother 19, we thought going into the final three that Paul was as slam dunk as you can get, even though he ultimately didn't win.
I did not really? Think that.
I did not
agree with that.
See, I thought Paul was as slam dunk as you could get. And in reality, I still stand by, as much as I am not a Paul fan by any stretch of the imagination, but he should have won. He absolutely should have won.
That I agree with you on. I agreed that he should win, but I had a feeling that it was going to be a very bitter jury, which it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it wasn't the speech that won it, like between Dan and Ian. It was not. It was just straight bitter jury is what won it.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I shouldn't say that the speech didn't. I think Paul out of winning from his speech, not the other way around.
Oh, agreed.
Wasn't
agreed.
Paul's the one that lost it in his speech, if it was lost there.
I don't think it was lost there. I think they made up their mind from before. But I absolutely agree with you that it wasn't what Josh did. It's what Paul did. That, you know, it was
right.
Paul lost it for himself. Josh didn't win it for himself. Josh was just like the alternative to Paul. Paul made mistakes. What Paul really should have done was say, I did this. Whenever somebody left, he should have said, I did this. You're the reason why I was the reason why you were voted out. Here's why. And I'm sorry, but you're just too good of a player. You know, like the compliment. It was something.
Right.
Big Brother
jury prep. He needed to do better jury prep.
Yeah, I mean, his jury management was horrible because he just would deny everything, deny, and people would walk out, you know, and he should know better. He should have known that jury members talk, and when they get into the house, they're all going to, you know, have these conversations and realize that it was not the way that he said it was. So instead of owning it, he, you know, denied, and then, you know, it cost him the win. Big Brother OTT, you know, not to brush off that old gem, but Big Brother OTT, for as, you know, much as I was team Plastics, or I forget what were their name, Ball Smashers, Jason did a really good job with people right before they left the house, where he would, you know, say why they needed to leave, and he would compliment them. You know, he didn't let them leave on a negative note. And I remember specifically seeing that and thinking that that was good jury management. You know, unfortunately, the house was so divisive all season that it didn't necessarily matter. But it was, you know, and plus the audience was voting. It wasn't the jury. It wasn't the castmates. America was voting for the winner, so it really didn't matter. But Paul just didn't do a good job with that, and that's ultimately why he lost. But, you know, we had Josh and Christmas were, you know, just not – it was just not a great final three. And as I stated before, it's nice to see a good final three, you know, where any one of these people could potentially win. So I'm all about it. I'm all about Big Brother Canada. I'm very happy about this. I'm very happy about this season.
Were you happy with the winner?
Yeah. I mean, I am, because I wasn't out of the three of them. there wasn't like one person that I was like, this person needs to win, and you know, this is why. Yeah, I saw arguments for all three of them winning. So again, like I was happy because it was, you know, because it happened and because we were left with, you know, a good final three. How about that? Was that vague enough for you? I want to make sure that I'm not giving it away.
Yes, that was vague enough for me.
We'll talk about it next week because there's actually episodes to the finale that I would love to get your opinion on in general. So we'll talk about it next week who won. But, yeah. Just turning to Survivor for a second. We'll talk a little Survivor. And because I was just joking around that Chelsea left, so there's not much to talk about. Poor Chelsea. I feel bad. Chelsea won some vetoes. She did not vetoes. Oh my God. Some or individual immunities. You know, she did. She had an alliance. She had some strong allies in the game. Like she did everything right for the most part. And I mean, I read somewhere that Chelsea had the least amount of confessionals out of anyone in the history of Survivor who made it to that point in the game, which is sad. You know, you get on the show and you tell everybody that you're on the show, and then, you know, you're not shown on the show. So it was funny because the first time I read that a week or two ago about the Chelsea and the first time she did a confessional last night, I was like, oh God, Chelsea's going off this week. It's like you knew. It's like the second we heard from her, I was like, oh, here we go. Chelsea's leaving. Man, but what an epic. I'm not mad, and I kind of want to see a Wendell and Dominic final three in tribal at this point because their games are so connected to each other. It'll be interesting to see how they would at final tribal handle that, like how to pull each other apart to kind of say I should win because of this. And I think that would be an interesting thing for that third person, whoever it is. Like, that third person might be able to, like, wage, like, go down the middle and kind of split the votes between the two of them. So I'm not mad. I wouldn't be mad at a Wendell Dominic final three at this point.
But who do you think would be able to caress themselves into the center of that to make that happen? The only person that I can think of is Kellen.
I don't think Kellen is as respected there as I thought she would be. It would be interesting for like a Laurel or a Donathan.
But they don't have, I don't think they have the gumption to even figure out how to talk their way into that.
Oh, I think Laurel does. I think Laurel 100% does. I also think Angela would be an interesting choice in that one because, again, she would be someone, you know, Dominic has the parent factor and so does Angela. So that would kind of X each other out. And Angela was kind of on Team Chris in this Nafidi, like, you know, Chris-Dominic war. She was kind of Team Chris. So I think she would be an interesting final three candidate with the two of them. I don't know if she – I don't think that she would win. I don't know if she would win. But I think that would be an interesting trio. But my point
I think Donathan has come a long way on his spunkiness too. But go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Well, my point is that they had a really nice opportunity to take out a Dominic or Wendell. At this point, they're the clear leaders in the tribe. They're not being subtle about it. If you saw the challenge and you saw them both, the last two men standing in the immunity challenge and them just kind of talking to each other, you could see how cocky they were. They had a really nice opportunity to take out Wendell, and they didn't.
Idol showed how cocky they were. I mean, Wendell should have used an idol the way the conversation went that we've seen.
Right, right. But that's what I'm saying. He didn't, and it would have been a very it would have been a very nice kind of opportunity to take out Wendell last night instead of Chelsea. So I think that's going to, like, I mean, it's 100% going to bite Kellen in the ass and Laurel and probably Donathan. I also can see Sebastian, by the way, in the final three. He's definitely playing that final three goat person where no one would ever vote for him, but they'll take him along because he kind of doesn't do anything. And, you know, he's definitely in Dominic and Wendell's pocket, as you can tell, since he won the family visit and Dominic and Wendell were the first two that he called on. I think, by the way, and I know we have to leave in a minute, but I thought Sebastian did a horrible job at choosing those family member teams. I mean, an absolutely horrific.
Horrible.
I couldn't even believe that he was like, Dominic, Wendell, Donathan, no women. And I thought it was especially harsh. There was a lot of siblings in that mix. And you know, this shouldn't factor in, but it kind of does. Angela's daughter was there. And I just think if I would never want to be in the position where I'm choosing the family members. I would throw that competition as fast as I could and hope that somebody chose me. I would not be the one who does the choosing. But if I ended up as the person who had to do the choosing, the parent children, like where the survivor is the parent and their child, those would be the first people that I would match up. It's just how it would work. So the fact that he didn't give Angela an opportunity to hang out with her daughter, I thought was not a great move for him. It was so bad. It was like his first major move in the game, and it was absolutely horrible. And I can 100% see him in a final three situation. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. One other thing, and then I will leave, I promise. One other thing, Wendell making the decision to go to Ghost Island instead of going with his dad, I really loved that he made that decision. And what a long way we've come from reality TV, because I remember very vividly, I've talked about it on this podcast before, I've talked about Jamie, Big Brother 1, Jamie, who's now like a billionaire cosmetics mogul, she had the opportunity to spend 10 minutes with her mom or 10 minutes with an agent as part of a reward. And she was like the girl next door. Everybody loved her. She came in third that season, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, everybody loved her. America, she was like America's sweetheart. And she had the opportunity, are you going to choose your mom or your agent? And she chose her agent. And America kind of turned on her. They were like, you want fame over your mother, ba, 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 ba. And America really turned on Jamie after that and didn't like her as much as they once did. And just think, just like 20 years later, 15 years later, here we are. And I'm like, there's your dad, Wendell, but who cares? Go to Ghost Island. Get your advantage, Wendell. So that's how far we've come in, like, reality TV world, where I'm like, you'll see your dad when you get home. Go to Ghost Island now. That was me talking to Wendell, and he did it. So I was very happy about that. Very happy that he made that choice. Anyway, Priscilla, anything else you want to say?
Nope, that's it.
All right, so that's it for us for tonight. Next week we will talk finale of Big Brother 6. We will talk some more Survivor because we're going to be getting into, we'll have the finale the next week, American Idol finale, so much more. Have a good weekend, everybody. Good night.
Good night, everyone.